Yellow, hello.
I love that. It's the Maria and Chad Show calling you from Phoenix.
Good morning.
We're going to see you at the Caboo Music Festival. Let's see, you're going to be part of the MGM Resorts Grandview stage.
On Saturday.
Yeah. So do you have a show before Saturday? Do you have a show Friday too?
No, I don't.
So today's one of those days you really hit it hard at the gym because you can be sore tomorrow.
Absolutely. I have to get ready for the show.
Is it leg day or upper body day?
It's full day because I do run too. And we run and we do sprints. Things like that.
So oh, wow.
It's a full cross training thing, you know.
I know it's impossible to encapsulate your career in a quick interview, but when was the first show you ever did? How old were you when you first started playing?
I was a kid, you know, 11, 12, you know.
This is before Ed McMahon, even. You weren't on Star Search.
Oh, it's way before that. Our late father was a doctor and our mother was a school teacher, so it was a good way to keep us off the streets and keep us busy, you know.
We know you play bass, of course, but do you play any other instruments?
I mess around with the guitar, piano, you know. But bass is my primary instrument, you know. It's what I always loved and was something that I was just attracted to it. And it obviously picked me, you know, and I stayed with it.
Well, the bass players are always my favorite in every band. I actually have a T-shirt, and you need to look for me on Saturday. It says, dibs on the bass player.
All right. We are known, I think sometimes it's the coolest guys in the band, you know.
Exactly.
We've been enjoying your music for years. I've had a chance to see you a few times, and I always love when you do September. We play that here on Cool FM, and it's cool that we're able to see you in September. Will you guys change the date to the 15th because it's this Saturday when you do that song?
Well, you know, the song is such a great song. I think it's against the law now to change it on the 15th. I think you got to keep it on the 21st.
Who was involved in coming up with that date? Where did that date come from?
It was just so happened that it was in the lyric. You know, it was in the lyric, and of course, it's one of the most popular songs of all time, and people sing it to us, back to us, and the stock market goes up on the 21st, on the stock market, and people are getting married to that date, and kids have been born on that date, so it's been in, of course, movies, television, radio, you know, things like that. It's a phenomenon that we didn't anticipate. You know?
We are super excited. You guys are right in prime time. It's the Caboo Music Festival in Del Mar. Maria and I are going to be there broadcasting and doing social media stuff on the Cool Radio Facebook page. But you guys had the prime time spot. It's just before 8 o'clock at the MGM Resorts Grand View stage this Saturday, not the 21st of September, the 15th of September.
That's right. We're a week early.
Verdeen White from Earth, Wind & Fire, thank you so much for the time this early this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay, don't forget that t-shirt.
I will be wearing that t-shirt and you look for me.
I will already, okay.
Awesome talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Love you all.